Recording 1.7.
John, you were brought up in the north of England too, weren't you?
Indeed, yes, in the grim industrial part of the West Riding of Yorkshire. I was there for all of my early life until I went away to university and came down to Cambridge at the age of 18.
And did you have any idea that people had a perception of what northerners were like?
Yes, I think they looked upon us as the very much the working class of the country, and that it was industrial, and I think I said before that it was grim up there. Whereas my perception of the South was that they were very, very different from us. They obviously spoke differently, and it was almost as though they were in another country.
Well, I think I definitely felt there was a prejudice against the northern accent. And I think it was because the news on the radio and television was always presented in received pronunciation, or the Queen's English, as they used to call it. And I always felt that was the accent of the educated, and that the northern accent was the working class, as you said. That was the attitude towards it. My mother actually sent me to elocution lessons to try and get rid of it. It was quite interesting. And it finally penetrated, though initially it didn't, because I'd still come out of the elocution lessons going, "Hey, what time's the next bus?" instead of "what time's the next bus?" and things like that. But eventually it did penetrate because I lost my northern accent. But when you came down to Cambridge, did you alter your accent in any way?
Well, yes, I actually felt that I had to, and it was just a practical thing of making myself understood. So I think I've gone part of the way. I've lost a lot of the accent, but I think most people would say there's still a good trace of the accent there.
And did you find, John, that like when I came down to London, it was all the description of the meals were completely different? Did you have that same thing? You
know? Well, yes, we'd never heard of lunch. We had dinner in the middle of the day, and that all changed to be very different down at Cambridge University, where we had a very formal dinner at 7:30 in the evening. So formal that we had to wear gowns for it.
Right. Well, I remember tea, for example, in the north. Tea time was when you had your main meal, or the evening meal was tea time. And of course, in the south, that meant a cup of tea and a cake. But to us, it was the 5 o'clock meal was tea time. And then what they referred to as supper, the evening meal, was, for us, was a bowl of cereal or, you know, a piece of cheese and crackers before you went to bed. So I found that really confusing.
Well, yes, we had the tea in late afternoon, probably when we came back from school. But then, of course, the other northern tradition was that late in the evening we'd have fish and chips with mushy peas.